Restored to joy. Restored to joy. I think we all struggle from time to time from being down, feeling a little depressed. And it's not a reference here for depressed, you know, to the point of needing professional help or some sort of intervention, but that down feeling that we all experience from time to time, not feeling excited, feeling somewhat resigned. And that feeling, it sort of doesn't matter whether it comes from a failed attempt or not getting something right or some disappointment. But whatever it is, we all find ourselves sometimes in a down mood. Disappointment is somewhere at the root of these down episodes or experiences. And that disappointment can take many shapes and forms. We could have disappointed a partner, a loved one, or maybe even disappointed ourselves. There's something at stake when we're in a relationship and have to convey bad news. That's never something we look forward to. It's rather challenging when we have to tell the other person how things may not turn out the way that we might have originally promised or agreed upon. And it's even difficult for us to break a promise if that promise is based inside of a solid relationship. Unfortunately, we're living in times when the basis for authentic relationships between people is crumbling. Authenticity is disappearing. We no longer have a deep and reliable faith in many of our steadfast institutions and the leaders of those institutions. There was a time when that saying, where one's word was their bond, essentially meant that a person could be relied upon. They could be counted on to deliver on the words that they uttered. And just as an interesting aside, there's a legal meaning for uttering. It refers to publishing a forged check. It's the act of knowingly passing on some sort of forged document. We utter, if you will, forged checks all the time. The reasons may vary and it may not matter, but it is a process and practice that has an interesting tie to the law. Again, this underscores the need to honestly reflect on how fragile the relationship is between our connection with others and with ourselves relative to having honest, authentic relationships. The closer we are to people, the more challenging it becomes to tell a lie. And if it's someone that we're not close to at all, there's no challenge at all. The lie just flies right out. There's something in the way of being real and having real relationships. There's something that's acting as a barrier to that. And perhaps, just perhaps, we've lost our confidence in being real and being authentic and having real relationships. Too many people have very few options when it comes to having real relationships. And in the absence of authentic relationships, there's no consideration for disappointing anyone. If one has no real, deep, grounded relationships, then why be authentic at all? We've reduced knowing people to transactions where there is no need for honesty. Everything is just a transaction where you win or lose, get that thing or trade that, it doesn't matter. The genuine consideration of another person At best, that becomes a secondary consideration. What's so sad and what's more reliable is human unreliability. We're more reliable to be unreliable. And in the end, that leaves a wake of void and emptiness behind us. Rare are the days when spending time with another leaves the other looking forward to a return encounter. Quality time is more often talked about than experienced. We see this in many ways, and it's becoming more and more constant in terms of how we relate to each other electronically. We text more than talk. We surf more than walk. And when given the choice, we delay rather than pray. How can reliability be present and active when there's such an absence of engagement, an action of connection, an absence of real-time relatedness? We fail to realize that we've lost our joy in the distance, and that gap, that distance between us and our joy, that's the distance between each other and the distance between each of us and God. So the question becomes, how do we restore our joy? How do we get it back? Now, clearly there's no single simple answer, but there is a pathway that takes us toward that end. Before we can embrace joy, it requires that some baggage must be offloaded. We have to empty out some overfilled closets that are packed with a lot of unused articles. The distance between where we are and our joy is a gap that we have to close. We have to unpack our grudges. We have to unpack our regrets against others, and those same grudges and regrets against ourselves. And yes, there are people who have done us harm, people who have insulted us in one way or another. And oftentimes we just choose not to speak with that person anymore because we've just written them off. And we think because we don't talk to them that that has put everything in a place that doesn't affect our joy. And we walk around and say, oh, well, I won't let her steal my joy. Or I won't let that situation take my joy away. What is actually happening is that we have placed all that hurt, all those heavy feelings, all those down moments in a closet. And in that closet is where we keep all of this junk. And we work hard at not thinking about that person with the mindset that as long as we don't think about it, they can't take away our joy. Little do we realize that the management of keeping that closet closed and locked and secure is taking away our joy. That energy is stealing our joy. Regardless of whether or not that person is aware of the feelings we're holding for them, they're occupying valuable space in our lives. We may say we're not going to carry around that grudge or those hard feelings, but whatever it is we choose to call it, it's still taking up valuable emotional and psychic space. There is this real, true, important requirement to insert authenticity. We have to empty out that closet. We have to get rid of that insatiable human need to say, I got you back. We have to give up the knee-jerk reaction to say, oh, you hurt me? Well, I'll hurt you harder in order to equalize things, in order to get our pound of flesh. We have to give those things up. That quest for retribution is, it's pointless. And we have to expand our ability to forgive and surrender so that once we remove these things, we have space to expand our joy. When we become grounded in authenticity, when we become real, it's then that we can be open and receptive to life and to joy. We can't until then. We might think it's possible, but we're pretending. There are those moments, if you want to see what joy looks like, when we gaze upon an infant, a newborn, who knows only joy? They know the joy of being held. They know the joy of being warm. They know the joy of being fed. They know the joy of a fresh diaper. Their awareness of joy is quite simple, and it's not complicated at all. Believe it or not, we still have those basic joy requirements. We've complicated it with adulthood and growing older. And can it be said that joy is our natural state? We come into this life as simple bundles of love. That's who we are. So the question becomes, how can we be restored to our natural state of joy? The path to getting back to our natural state of joy is to connect with that divine presence within. When we empty that internal closet and release all that junk that's holding us down, that stuff that we're holding as claim checks against others who may have done us wrong or disappointed us, and in the end it resorts and boils down to nothing more than self-hatred. That's all it is. We might call it whatever it is by that person's name or some other person's moniker, but it all boils down to self-hatred. When we release all of that, we can then begin to operate on the basis of our true selves. We can become honest, honest with ourselves. We can become sincere. Sincere with who we really are. And that's when we become really, truly powerful. We embrace our greatness when we demonstrate a willingness to express that God presence within us. Is there any greater joy in the world than knowing that our steps, our hearts, and our minds are aligned with the wishes of God for each of us? That's joy. And I invite you to restore your joy. God bless.